Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Usoku Sibiya. Soku, a very good Monday morning to you.
Good morning, Abongile and your listeners.
So, I was reading about this, throughout the weekend. I thought to myself, this is beautiful news. Rwanda is set to open its first smartphone factory. Yay!
Yes, and we should be celebrating this because one of the key components of any smartphone is a mineral that's mined in the DRC. Without that mineral, smartphones would basically not exist because one of the key components. And it's really sad that we have not capitalized that enough as Africans because we would be making so much more money. If you think about it, and this is what Rwanda wants to start doing. It's got the ICT skill set base, but now it just wants to build up the infrastructure. And as we, you know, the buzzword is Industry 4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, and part of that is manufacturing. We need to start building and making our own things, because then in that way, we start creating new jobs. We're moving away from just extraction of minerals from Africa, but now we need to start creating goods with those minerals that we've extracted, and this is how you create another job within the value chain, and then you need to start buying those products that we've made ourselves in order to sustain that type of sector. And, you know, Rwanda, by doing this, is all part of the Made in Rwanda campaign, which started with them basically, you know, advertising themselves to investors that Rwanda is open for business. You can come and start up your factories this side, teach us the skills to make some of the products, then we can take it on from there. And I think this is what needs to be happening, a sharing of knowledge, a sharing of skills, and then basically letting people who've been taught to run with the project. This has been happening with the drone port that Rwanda opened, where, you know, they got the training in terms of how to run drones. And now they've actually, people who, because they're running it, are now the people who are now teaching other countries who want to learn how to use it in medical services and other services instead of security only. And I think it's exciting because even auto manufacturing or making cars is what they're also doing as well. So whatever we can make, we should start making it. And I can't wait to have a Made in Rwanda phone myself. And I think as Africans, we need to start buying into our own products as well.
And what's more important, you know, what I was looking through some of the comments on social media, people were like, but why is South Africa not doing this? And I said, but sometimes it's okay for another country to be doing it. Let's look at the bigger picture of Africa. It mustn't always just be South Africa.
Yes, that's a very good point, Abongile. I think, you know, we can't always be seen as it's us versus them. We're all Africa. It doesn't matter who's making it in Africa. It's part of it because we can even, for example, share a skill set. If we've got a skill set that Rwanda doesn't have, then we share it with them. It's something that you can learn from as well. You start to make your own things. It shouldn't be a competition. It's more a collaboration of skills, of knowledge, of infrastructure. And then this is why we need to start opening up trade barriers that exist so that things become cheaper for us as well.
All right, Soku, thank you so much for joining us in conversation. We are most certainly looking forward to having another conversation with you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.